This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
All right, welcome back in as we continue here on WGNS AM/FM, online at WGNSradio.com. Got a lot of information there for you, by the way, including every now and then. We've got some blog information from the one and only Lee Colvin, who's the financial advisor with Edward Jones, but we have him here in mind and body today.
We are here.
At least body. I don't know about mind.
We are here.
This is not a recording.
We are here.
You know, who says real men can't wear pink?
Hey, you know, I think real men should wear pink every once in a while.
Well, you just wear it because that's what Catherine lays out for you.
Yes, I do.
Yep, you've been married long enough now. Coming up on that anniversary, aren't we?
Just had one.
Just had it.
End of September.
Okay.
Yep, I knew it was 1 year.
I think we talked about that last time. For some reason, I was thinking October, but time flies.
It's moving on.
We're coming up on the end of the year, and October, of course, is rapidly winding down, and, you know, we have holidays for just about everything. One that you may not know about, but I want to make sure that you know, that National Save for Retirement Week is coming up. The only reason I know is my financial advisor told me. Lee Colvin.
Man, I was going to say, man, that's one good financial advisor.
You know, this is an annual event.
We try to get the news out, Brian.
Well, you know, we do. We try to find everything that we can. And, you know, kind of an annual event. It's been endorsed by Congress, designed to raise awareness about the importance of saving for retirement. So, how about taking some time? Since it's this week, you know, this is the first full, I guess, work day, if you will, for National Save for Retirement Week. So I thought we might take this time to kind of look over and review strategies for achieving those retirement goals, if you will. So Lee, how do we do that? How do we achieve those goals?
Well, Brian, that's a great question. You know, most definitely you do want to take some time in this part of the year to either try to, you know, catch up on the year, try to put some money away in your investments, try to help yourself and your family moving forward, or you also might want to just start working to plan for the coming year. And if you're not convinced of why you need this, let me just give you all a few facts, if you don't mind. I'm going to take a quick step back here. This is from the Employee Benefit Research Institute's 2011 Retirement Confidence Survey. The percentage of workers not at all confident about having enough money for a comfortable retirement, Brian, grew from 22% in 2010 to 27%, which is the highest level measured in the 21 years of the Retirement Confidence Survey. That's a little scary. 27% of people feel like, hey, I don't have enough. And maybe I don't know where to go to get help. So listen up. We're here for you. Number two, 56% of respondents say that the total value of their household savings and investments, excluding the value of their primary home and any defined benefit plans or traditional pension plans, is less than $25,000.
Which is likely, what, like 3 months or 4 months of their pay at the most?
Right. Exactly.
Our current salary, I should say.
Right. That might be anywhere from, you know, let's say 6 months to a year's worth of salary for a lot of folks out there. And then also less than half of the respondents or people who were answering the survey say that they and or their spouse have tried to calculate how much money they will need for a comfortable retirement. And, you know, these numbers are obviously troubling, especially when it states that less than half of them have even looked to see how much they're going to need for retirement. But now that we've got a few facts in there, Brian, let's answer your questions. How do we get there? You know, how do we pull off an effort to try to work towards a retirement savings that hopefully will be better for you and your family? And the things that I really wanted to bring together to talk about today were going to be, number one, determine how much you're going to need in retirement money. Number two, identifying your sources of retirement income. Three, calculating any retirement shortfalls that you may have. Four, taking steps to close savings gaps. And five, monitoring your progress on a continual basis.
All right. With that, why don't we kind of take these one at a time. Again, determine how much you'll need in retirement. Identify your source of retirement income. Calculate any retirement shortfall. Take steps to close savings gaps. And monitoring your progress. So one at a time, why don't we talk about how do you determine how much you'll need in retirement? You know, let's say from your mid-30s, how do you know what it's going to take to retire?
Well, it's best if you try to define the lifestyle that you want during your retirement. You know, will you travel the world? Will you stay at home? You know, mow the lawn on every Saturday like you had the last 30 years? Will you work part-time? Will you spend hours volunteering or pursuing hobbies? You know, once you know what your retirement might look like, then you try to estimate how much it might cost. And I think that that is truly something that will go towards the end, being monitoring your progress. All the time, you have to sit down and take a look, take a relook at what you have, where you're wanting to go, and assess, am I getting there?
Yeah, you know, some people get really passionate about some type of hobby, and they continue that hobby. You know, maybe it's in their 50s and 60s that they pick up this. Let's just take photography, for instance. You know, they take up photography. Well, then they want to buy a camera. They want to travel to take photos here and there, and they maybe were not banking on that before. So you need to reevaluate, I guess, at that time. Is this a hobby that you want to continue, for instance? Because it can be expensive with the travel and all. So that's kind of what you're talking about?
Did you just take up any new hobbies, Brian?
No, not yet.
No?
Too many kids.
Definitely exactly what we're talking about.
You know, I know some who are retirement age that really enjoy that, for instance, photography. So
yes.
It could be that. Work into a part-time job, possibly. You know, you never know. All right, so that's how you determine how much you'll need in retirement, which means what it is today may be different, you know, in a year and in 5 years and 10 years.
I would presume from experience that, yes, it will most definitely be at least somewhat different. Yeah. Doesn't always have to be exactly different or a far stretch. But from year to year, you're always going to have a few differences going on in your life that are going to change those goals.
So monitor your progress.
Definitely.
We'll get to that in a second. Lee Colvin, financial advisor from Edward Jones, joining us here on Rutherford Issues today. We're talking about a good time to take a look at retirement savings during this National Save for Retirement Week. You mentioned identify your source of retirement income. So I guess that would be where you have set aside your money to allow it to grow, or whether it be a part-time job or such, right?
Yes. You know, one place a lot of people immediately want to look or go, Brian, is looking at their IRAs, maybe their 401ks, possibly an employer-sponsored retirement plan. Obviously, one that everybody thinks about is Social Security. And, you know, you're always going to have a few other savings and other investments in that arena as well. So you always want to look at that and say, how much income will each of these provide, and how much can you withdraw from these vehicles each year without depleting them?
That's identifying your source of retirement, calculating retirement shortfall. This, I guess, would all of these seem to kind of work together. You know, first of all, determining how much you'll need, and then calculating your shortfall. All of this works into it as you monitor your progress. So they seem to kind of interweave with each other.
Definitely, definitely. And you know, when you're looking at calculating that shortfall, you know, try to determine if your savings and your investments will be enough to provide you with an income stream that would be adequate to meet your retirement needs. And if it's not, then you do need to look at developing an estimate of the size of your shortfall. Realize, you know, what am I missing? Because it can really take a big chunk out in the long run.
Lee, how do you... once you calculate that retirement shortfall, how do you take steps to close that gap? If there is a savings gap there, how do you try to meet those goals?
I'm just not quite sure what retirement is.
Me either.
I'm still trying to get that, Brian. Now, in all seriousness, you know, if it doesn't look like you'll have enough to meet those retirement goals, then you may need to consider adjusting the savings and investment strategy that you have today. This may mean that you know, if you know that's what I'm going to need to spend and that's what my shortfall is, and I'm not going to sway away from that, then you may need to go ahead and start looking at contributing more to your IRA, 401k, or other retirement accounts today to make sure that you do have enough in the future. Or perhaps your investment mix may need to be reviewed to find a better balance of growth potential with the amount of risk that you're wanting to take. Or you may need to take both of these steps. You know, look at saving more away. Also look at getting more growth potential out of the risk level you have.
Well, it all comes down to monitoring the progress. What's going on? And this is kind of we talked about using this week to evaluate. Maybe it's a six month or yearly thing that you actually monitor that progress and evaluate your needs, especially as you get closer to retirement. I'm sure you'd want to do it more frequently.
That's right. You know, once you put that investment strategy into place, you have to monitor the progress, you know, see how close you are. Are you on track to achieving your retirement goal? And along the way, you may have to make some adjustments. You know, if there are changes in the objectives that you have, in your risk tolerance objectives, or in your specific situation, then, you know, that might need to change a little bit. And in taking, you know, these types of actions, you can be challenging to yourself, but also you may want to work with a professional financial advisor who has the experience and resources necessary to help you identify and work toward achieving your retirement goal. And in any case, though, you know, just remember, Brian, National Save for Retirement Week is a great time to consider your course of action.
And that just happens to be this week.
It does. You know, last month we had Insurance Month. This week we have, you know, Save for Retirement Week.
Who knows what's around the corner?
Boy, you know, between here and Halloween, anything's possible.
Well, with you, anything's possible. Lee, if someone has questions about, you know, am I putting enough away for retirement, or, you know, what are my sources of retirement income? Should I have a different source of retirement income? You know, all of these questions, could they give you a call and allow you to help them through this process?
Brian, we would love to help everybody with, you know, that might have these questions and steer them in the right way to get the help they need. Folks can give us a call at 907-7056. Again, that's 907-7056. Or if you're stopping by, you can come by in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, see Connie, and we'd be more than happy to make you an appointment.
Sounds good. And what's that number again? 907-7056, right?
7056. Absolutely.
Got it memorized.
You're good.
Well, we try. What will you be doing, let's say, about 5 o'clock?
I have a market report to bring to you.
Do you?
I do.
Hope the folks will listen in as Robert Rickman kicks off Homeward Bound Local News every afternoon with the one and only Lee Colvin. How do you like being the warm-up act?
Hey, I can do it. I can do it.
Well, you're already warmed up, so we'll see what we can do in the 5 o'clock hour.
I was going to say, be the warm-up act for my 5 o'clock or just for Monty here in the next hour? I don't know.
Well, Tim's here today, so you have to warm up for Tim.
Ah, for Tim.
Can you warm up for
that
Tim?
That can be a little more challenging. I don't know.
That's true. Lee?
Both good guys. Most certainly.
We'll talk to you in a few, okay?
All right, Brian. Thank you.
Lee Colvin joining us here this afternoon. Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And again, that number 907-7056. We'll be back in just a moment. Bart Walker has a look at Good Neighbor events after this.
Count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.